Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies all the time on everything you need to grow your cleaning company. If that's you and you are committed to growing, go to growmycleaningcompany.com and get everything you need to create the cleaning company you've always dreamed of. If you'd like to be a guest on the show or you have any feedback, questions for us, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com or give us a call at 480-648-5149. Say hello, apply to be on the show, or give us some feedback. We are excited to hear from you. That said, today we are chatting with Leviu Chobano from Delmarva Cleaning. Delmarva serves the Shelbyville, Delaware area with residential cleaning services. If you want to reach out to Leviu and his team, you can go to hold them at www.delmarvacleaning.com. Leviu, welcome and say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hello, everybody.
So glad to have you, my friend. Before we get started, I got to ask the question. I think a lot of people might be wondering. It's a lovely accent. Where does it come from?
It's from Moldova. It's kind of we speak Romanian over there, so it's closer to Romanian language.
Romanian. Okay, beautiful. I always have to ask that on a podcast because everyone can only hear you, and that's the first thing they're always asking, and I want to make sure we just get that out of the way so everybody's not worrying about that the whole time. All right. Well, it's a lovely accent. I'm digging it. Tell us a little bit about you. Tell us about your business, how you got in the cleaning business, and then we'll jump into it.
So I was looking for something to change, to have something to do by myself. I have something for my family to live. And I just figured out, like, cleaning is something I like to do with my wife. And we started the company, like, 2 years ago. And we are steady growing, but we got to the moment, like, when we are not sure what to do. And I was thinking maybe you can help us.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, you broke up there for a minute. I heard you said that you started 2 years ago with your wife, and then what else did you say?
Yes, and we are growing from last year. We did a lot more business, but we got to the moment, like, we are not sure what to do fast forward from right now on, and I was thinking maybe you can help us.
Yeah, you're definitely in the right spot if you're looking to grow your cleaning company, my friend. How many employees do you have now?
Right now I have two part-time employers and me and my wife.
Okay, so you've got two employees and your wife helps out and you help out. Okay, perfect. And you just started 2 years ago.
Yep.
Excellent. All right, well, let's jump right in, my friend. How can I help you today?
So, in the area we live, it's a very resort town area, and everybody comes here just for to have fun for the summertime, and we don't have enough owners where I can find and work for them year-round. All our business is during the summertime, during like 4 months, and after that, in the wintertime, we have very few cleanings, and we are just thinking, we are looking for something what we can do to have year-round work.
Okay, so the companies that or the customers that you serve during the summer, are these homeowners or are these people that have vacation rental properties, or who do you clean during the summer?
Yes, they're people who have vacation rentals, and also we work with a couple of property managers. And they give us to clean their properties during the Fridays and Saturdays.
Okay. So, and then do you do any just residential maid service, or is it all cleanings for people that have vacation rental homes that they rent out?
We do only one residential cleaning, and also we did add carpet cleaning last year, but it's just at the start right now.
Okay. So how many people are in your community? What's the population?
So during the year, there are like 2,500 people like year round. This is what Google is saying. In the summertime, there's like a lot more people, like people coming here, but maybe around 100,000. But year round, I'll say if the cities around us, I'll say 20,000 people.
20,000 people.
Yes.
Okay. So 100,000 people in season and 20,000 people year round.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And is that, how big of a radius from your business is that? Is that within 10 miles, 20 miles, 100 miles?
I said 15 miles.
You said 50 miles?
15.
15, 1-5?
Yes.
Okay. And then are there any major metropolises near you?
No. Nothing close to us. Like the closest to us is like 2.5 hours from Washington, D.C.
Okay. So you're 2.5 hours from Washington, D.C. Are there any other towns that are larger than your town but smaller than D.C., you know, within like an hour?
No, nothing.
Okay. So what are your goals? How big do you want to grow your business?
I would like to get... I would like to have like at least 3 crews working for me, 2-3 people having like 3 houses per day.
Okay, so...
And I know a couple of companies. I know a couple of companies. They have this kind of people working for them year round, but they are in business for 20 years. And the most part of the business, they're growing like from people recommend them one to each other. This is very hard for us to like wait 20 years to get to the level we want.
Yeah, that's not something that you have to do, but... So let me be a little more specific. So when you say you want 3 crews, I don't think anyone really wants 3 crews because crews just represent work that you have to do. Most of the time, what you really want is the money that you feel like those crews will provide. Is that a fair estimation or am I missing something?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So
yes.
What kind of gross revenue would you like to see your company grow to so I can make sure, well, first of all, if there's already other companies
gross
doing
gross revenue,
that,
I would like... Mm-hmm. I'd like to have at least $500,000.
Okay, so $500,000 company, and there are 2 or 3 other companies in town that you feel are doing that, correct?
Yes. Okay. I'm almost sure like they do like this kind of money.
Okay, and that's not a huge business. That's a doable thing. All right, I'm asking you a lot more questions than I generally do because you've got the coaching we're going to give you is going to be more specific to you and your your area and your goals. Okay, if you only want to grow $500,000, that's only $40,000 a month. And again, I'm not super familiar with your area, but if it's 20,000 people year round, that's still quite a bit. So it sounds like, do you do any residential maid services? So they live in their house and you go clean their house every 2 weeks, every week. Do you have any of that kind of work?
Yes, I do, but it's not too many. I have 3 people, 3 houses like that.
Okay. So
3 customers.
That's what I'm going to encourage you to do is we've got to get you more particular about who you serve. If your goal is, hey, I don't want to have a bunch of work during the summer and no work during the winter, and I'm guessing for the cleanups, it's mostly on the weekends, not during the week. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you're just saying... Right now, it's too difficult to manage the work flow because it's way up and way down, and you need something more consistent, correct?
Yes. Okay. This is what I would like to have.
Okay. So I wouldn't build a business on, even no matter the size of my city, I wouldn't build a business on vacation rentals because that market is too... It goes up and down way too much, right? If the economy's down, all of a sudden that dries up and your business dries up and it's not solid. I would move toward, so I'm fine with having that as additional income, but I would really look to build your business either on commercial or residential. Based on the size of your town, I'm guessing there's not that many large buildings around commercially. Is that correct or is that incorrect?
We don't have a bigger building than 2 stores, like an hour areas.
Okay, so
you cannot find like any buildings have like 10,000 or 20,000 square feet. It's very hard to find.
Okay, so commercial is probably not a good option for you just because there's not that much around, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And everything is very spread out. Like there are like a lot to drive from one business to another one.
Okay.
And it's going to be hard to make the crews for them to work. I'm going to pay more on them driving than cleaning.
And that might be, so that's one thing, there's a couple things. First of all, it sounds like from what you've told me so far, residential cleaning is what you want to build your business on if you want to get to $500,000. But you got where you're at, it sounds like it's kind of spread out. So you might have to, one of the necessary evils of being in your market might have to be willing to work in a larger area. So if you just say, hey, I'm not going to go farther, you know, because if you say, hey, there's no large towns around, well, then you might have to operate out of three or four small towns to get your business. And that doesn't necessarily mean your employees are going to drive because you can hire people for each region. And it's, I'm not saying it's easy, it's tricky, but that's, you know, the good thing is because it's tricky, a lot of your competitors probably aren't going to be able to do this. So once you get it set, you'll be the one that is, people have a hard time competing with you. So I would focus on residential customers that want, for me, I only do weekly cleanings or more frequently. I don't like the once or twice a month, or I certainly wouldn't do any of the, you know, whenever I get a hold of it. So keep the customers that you've got with the vacation rentals, but I would start selling residential weekly cleaning because that's just where you're going to build your business. So for what you're talking about, and we've had this conversation on the podcast before, but not as specific as this is what you're really asking is I need help finding a niche that's going to be able to meet my goals. And I want to make sure that you're tying the niche to your goals. Cause a lot of times people just be like, I want to be bigger. What do I do? Well, gosh, I don't know. Is bigger $7 million or is bigger $100,000? Or so that's why I asked where you want to be. If you said you wanted to do a $5 million company, I'd say, well, you've got to move. I don't know how to do that. Or I don't think that's possible where you're at. If you only want to build a $500,000 company, I don't think you need to move, but you are probably going to have to be open to doing business in a couple smaller towns around your town. And even if that means you have one or two teams in each town and you've got three towns and six teams total, that's where I would move towards. Based on what you've told me, again, I don't like the vacation rental, not only because it's, you know, when the economy goes, that goes, but also, you know, it's basically weekends and it's only 4 months a year, and that's, you can't run a business cash flow wise or human capital wise. It doesn't work. So I would start moving exclusively to, you know, people call up and want you to do work, fine, you'll take that order. But I would spend 100% of my marketing efforts, dollars, time, money on attracting residential customers that want weekly service. That's a real business that you can build. Mm-hmm. And if your average client's $300 a month, that's $3,600 a year. You get 100 of those, you're at $360,000 a year. You're kind of you're starting to get on par with where you need to be once you add in the vacation rentals. So really that would be my goal, is to just do that. So again, we're kind of already into the podcast, so I can't get too farther into it. But the good news is we do a lot of podcasts on how to attract customers. I think the big issue that you had was we needed to find out what your niche would be. And from the information you've told me, I really think it needs to be residential made services. The good news with that is, the last encouragement I want to give you, and then I'll give you the opportunity to ask any questions, is you got to get out of your head this whole, well, they've been here for 20 years, so I can't compete. That's insane. I guarantee you, if I moved in to your neighborhood, I'd have $1 million cleaning business in 2-3 years. So it wouldn't even be a problem. So you got to get that out of your head. If you believe that, whatever the case may be, well, people like them better, or they've been here longer, or they have more money, or whatever you want to make up, that can absolutely debilitate your ability to grow. So you've got to eliminate that thinking from your vocabulary, from your mind of, I can't achieve this because it's just not a reality. I promise you, there's a lot of people that can move in there and they could have a $500,000 business in a year or two. You can as well. You just have to do the right things. And especially in residential, with larger commercial, if there's only two or three large accounts and the same company's had them for 20 years, that can be a legitimate concern. But I promise there's not a network of housewives that are like, oh, we only use this cleaning company. They use whoever serves them best and whoever understands their needs best. And that can be you for sure. I promise if I could come into your market and see the competition, they're they're not doing what they need to be doing. And just by fact of you listening to this podcast, you're probably better equipped than they're going to be. So two big pieces I'd give you, three things I'll give you. First, you've got to pick your niche, and I would strongly recommend that's residential weekly cleaning. Second, you've got to pick your mindset, and that mindset is going to be, it doesn't matter who's been here longer. I'm smarter and I know what to do, and I'm part of Cleaning Nation. I've got more resources than these other guys have. So there's no reason I can't grow to $500,000 in a couple years. And number three, I would encourage you to go listen to the other podcasts where I talk about specific ways to, I just don't want to get into a 2-hour thing here, specific ways to attract clients. Uh-huh. So those are the three things I've got for you. Before we hit the lightning round, do you have any questions or thoughts or anything else I can answer before we transition to lightning round?
No, no. Like, actually, after that, like, I think I know what I have to do.
Okay, perfect. Well, in that case, let's hit the lightning round. We'll give you the opportunity to share what you know with Cleaning Nation. Three quick questions. I have full confidence you're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Was one from a girl, Nightingale, and she was saying something about don't worry about making money, but just find a way to serve more people and you're going to be okay with the money.
I couldn't agree with that more. I'm going to say that again. If you want to make a lot of money, find a way to serve more people, and that's the best way to make more money, and that is 1,000% correct. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that we can steer clear of?
I did spend a lot of money for at the start on marketing, on marketing that didn't bring me any money back, and was that marketing, I knew like it's not going to bring me too much clients, and anyway, I spent them and I wasn't very happy with
it. Okay. So yeah, marketing is so important, and it's, I get that a lot of people that don't know how to do it and they invest money and it doesn't come back with a return. And then they don't know how to grow their business because they're afraid to market because they, last time they did it, it cost them money, but then they don't do anything to grow their business. So that's, yeah, thank you for sharing that. It's very important that your marketing brings a return, 1,000%.
Yeah, just make sure that the site where you're trying to spend your money, like on the yellow page or something like that, and like people are using them on in your city or towns, because Yelp or yellow page don't work everywhere.
Like yeah, nothing works everywhere, and nothing works nowhere. So just about anything you could do, some markets are great for, and some markets they're not great for, and it's important that you can identify which is which. Okay, last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice today that will make their business or their lives better?
Just make a plan and find your niche.
Yeah, that's exactly what we talked about today. So you're absolutely right. You've got to have a plan. You've got to have a niche. If you don't have that, it is long going, especially if you're in a market like you are. All right. Leave you. I got to say thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know the Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Leave You's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.